Vistara trailed off and glanced out the forward viewport, frowning and tilting her head. Ben thought for an instant she was just trying to distract him again, but he could feel her surprise fluttering in the Force, and he didn't think she could fake that. He looked in the same direction she had glanced and saw only Talon's shuttle squatting on its S-shaped landing struts, its drooping wings frowning down so far the tips nearly touched the bone-colored beach. A dozen meters beyond the shuttle, a sandy bank rose from the river's floodplain to become the floor of a jungle valley, and beyond the jungle canopy loomed the volcanic ridge where Avaloth's cave was located. When Ben did not see anything unexpected, he asked, "What's wrong?" Vistara continued to look out the viewport.
"Nothing wrong," she said. "I just felt someone touch me in the Force."
Ben cocked his brow and waited for her to elaborate.
"My father, I think,"
Vistara said, looking back to Ben.
"It's been a while since he did that when he wasn't angry, so it took me a bit by surprise."
"Sure," Ben replied, not buying her story at all. She was volunteering information he hadn't asked for, and that wasn't like Vistara. He expanded his Force awareness toward the ruins where Avaloth had died, and where his father was working with Gavar Kai and High Lord Talon to learn more about Avaloth, and was relieved to feel only the tense wariness to be expected of a Jedi Grand Master in the company of two powerful Sith.
"So much for working together."
"Ben, please. Your father is a Jedi. He doesn't get angry the way mine does."
Vistara paused to study Ben's face, no doubt to see if she was having any effect, then seemed to reconsider and looked away, shaking her head and speaking in a soft voice.
"You need to understand. If High Lord Talon found out I had told you something like this..."
"I can keep a secret," Ben interrupted. "Even for you."
"Ouch,"
Vistara said, recoiling visibly.
"Not nice."
"But deserved."
Ben put a deliberate chill in his voice.
"Don't play on my emotions, Vistara. It reminds me of why I don't like you."
A look of hurt came to Vistara's face, but she raised her chin and met his eyes.
"Do I deserve that, Ben?" she asked. "We're on opposite sides of this thing, and maybe that makes us enemies. But we don't have to hate each other. That's a choice we make ourselves."
To Ben's surprise, there was a quaver in Vistara's voice, and everything he had been trained to watch for as a Galactic Alliance guard officer told him she wasn't faking it. Her tone and volume were even. She held his gaze without forcing herself, and her posture remained confident yet comfortable. Most of all, he could feel in the Force that Vistara did not want him to despise her, and that it wounded her to think he did. Ben felt the anger and bitterness of her earlier betrayal drain away, and he started to feel guilty about using them to hide from his true emotions. The fact was, he wasn't as angry with Vistara as he was with himself. He had let his feelings for her, feelings that he barely understood, blind him to her basic nature. She had been born a Sith, and that meant treachery came to her as naturally as breathing did to him. If he'd forgotten that in the heat of a chaotic battle, wasn't it more his fault than hers? Ben rose and placed a hand on his lightsaber, then said,
"Vistara, I don't hate my enemies, but you're not going to play me twice. What did you sense?"
Vistara studied him for a moment, no doubt weighing how serious he was, then finally said,
"Relax. I was going to tell you. I just need a promise."
"No promises. I don't keep secrets from my father."
Ben spoke with more heat than necessary, for the one time he had made the mistake of doing exactly that, his mother had died, and her killer had become Darth Kytus.
"Especially not Sith secrets."
"I'm not asking you to, but you can't let High Lord Talon or my father know I told you. Either one would kill me for letting slip my own middle name. For this..."
Vistara let the sentence trail off, then shrugged.
"Well, you know what would happen. My people don't take betrayal lightly."